Welcome to the Soul Surgery Podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I am your host. I am a maturation facilitator, teacher and coach, integrative holistic health counselor, breathwork facilitator, and author. I am the founder of the Academy of Maturation Coaching, The Alchemy of Being, where I train as many people as I can to become powerful spaces for human beings to come home to their authentic truth. Maturation is a powerful evolutionary process of dissolving trauma, breaking free of stuck patterns, and growing and healing at the taproot. Growing out of who we thought we were from the stories led by our past conditioning, in order to grow and evolve into who we were born to be. In this podcast, I will be sharing many different things with you, opening up the doorways to my coaching sessions where you can witness with your own eyes how trauma contaminates our reality and how we can dissolve it, heal it at the root, and rewrite the story of our lives, reclaiming our power and reminding each one of us that who we are is wholeness. I will be interviewing some of the world's most prominent teachers in spirituality, healing, transformation, and human evolvement, and sharing with you my own teachings and learnings along the way, and above all, sharing with you my heart. The purpose of this podcast is to remind each one of you who you really are, to open up the doorway to a new possibility, to a new paradigm, to healing, health, transformation, and our evolvement as individuals and a species. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One thing that you can do for me, if you find this podcast useful and if you love it, please do subscribe. And if you feel called to, leave a review, because reviews really matter. They help to spread the word and help to spread this podcast to as many people as we can. And lastly, if you have any big aha moments, any shifts, any insights in any of these episodes, please do share it with me. Share with me which episode it was, where in the episode it happened, and how it has impacted you and your life. So without further ado, let's get going. I hope you enjoy today's episode on the Soul Surgery Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Soul Surgery Podcast. Today, it is just me, and I am speaking to you about a topic that I think every single human being on this planet can benefit from. Certainly, it is something that I have seen everyone I've ever worked with, and including myself, continually need learning from. So I hope that you find it useful. Today I'm going to be talking about freedom from suffering, the distinction between pain and suffering, and how do we live our lives free of suffering. I think if I were to say that, if I were to ask any person on this planet or in my world or in your world, do you want to be free? Do you want to be free? I would imagine that mostly everybody will say yes. Yes, I do. Certainly when I ask the people that I work with, do you want to be your most empowered, authentic self? Do you want to be free? And everybody says yes, immediately, without even any question in their mind. Do you want to be your most empowered, authentic self? Do you want to come home? Do you want to be free? Yes, yes, definitely. I definitely want that. But we say yes without really understanding or letting in or knowing consciously what that means. What does it mean to commit to our freedom? I think that what comes attached to that question and that invitation is this fantasy picture
that one day I will wake up if I just do the right things, or if I can just find the right way, or if I can just find the right answers, then one day I'll wake up and I'll be free, and I'll be living in Nirvana, in this gorgeous, peaceful place every day for the rest of my life, and I can finally be happy. And when I get there, it'll be great. When I get there one day, someday, it'll be great. So yes, I want my freedom. But it's not like that. That perpetual picture of fantasy, the happy ending, the fairy tale that we are all fed with from almost the day we're born, through movies and magazines and media and advertising and conditioning of human society. If we can just find the answer, the right person, the right job, the right body, the right meditation practice, the right workshop, well then I'll be able to get there. As if there is Nirvana, as if there is that destination that we're all desperate to get to. And when we get there, we can put our bags down and we can settle in and we can be free. And I think it's this picture, this fantasy illusion, that is what it is, it's an illusion, that one day, someday, I get to get there, I get to be there. And so I will spend my life searching for the things that I need to find in order to get me there. You know, this perpetual cycle of searching and seeking and finding that human beings find ourselves in, we human beings, I'm going to speak as if I am one, because I am one, me too, that we human beings find ourselves in this perpetual seeking and striving and searching and finding for the thing that will get us there. Which leaves us and keeps us in this perpetual state of wanting to be somewhere else. When we are searching and seeking and finding, we are, our focus and our awareness is out there. And it is simultaneously, we are rejecting where we are right now. We are rejecting who we are and where we are in the present. And so we live in a way where we are in this continual cycle of rejection of what is, while we're searching and seeking out there for the answer, in the hope that the answer will give us what we need to get there. And I'm highlighting those particular words because that is the fantasy, the hope, the answer, and the there that we need to get to. And when we do, we will be in freedom. And the whole thing, the whole picture, the whole story, the whole illusion is this air of this quality, this air of dreaminess about it. It's like living in a fairy tale. It's like living in a fantasy state which is very addictive. It has this quality about it that has a promise in it, that has that kind of taste of enticing and seduction in it. So it feels good to be in this fantasy, but eventually, when you get older, I guess, it starts becoming pretty heartbreaking when we realize that, hold on, this isn't quite turning out the way I thought it was going to turn out. And the there that we were hoping that we would get to, that would give us this freedom that we say we want, doesn't seem to be coming. And the whole time, we are rejecting where we are in the present. And so, what does it really mean to be asked, do you want to be free? And you say yes. What does that really mean? A 100% of our suffering. Do I dare say that? 100% of our suffering comes from our rejection and our resistance of the human experience that we are having in the present and of where we are in the present. There's this incredible book by Pema Chodron that I read out a lot to my participants and my clients. There's this incredible chapter in the book, Comfortable with Uncertainty. If you haven't read it, I recommend that you do. And it's called Abandon Any Hope for Fruition. And Pema speaks about this perpetual cycle. If we can just find the right meditation practice, if we can just find the right yoga practice, if we can just find the right man, the right woman, the right partner, the right clothes, the right body, the right job, the right house, the right number in our bank account, well then finally I'll be able to wake up to this awakened, conscious, beautiful state of being me in the world. We live in this state of rejection of what is and of who we are. And so our suffering is not a reaction or a response or the result of the thing that we are or are not finding, but from our attachment to looking out there for the better way and the rejection of where we are now and who we are now. There are two ways in which human beings deal with challenge and pain. We either resist or we submit. And resisting is a habit and a pattern of doing whatever we can to avoid, not feel, escape, numb out. And submitting is just completely giving up and going into resignation and losing ourselves in it. But actually, if you really feel into it, they are both the same thing. In both behaviors, we are not being with what is, and we are losing ourselves and departing ourselves in the process. There are two ways in which we human beings deal with challenge and pain. We either resist or we submit, and both of them are a form of resistance and escapism. And when we resist, it persists. And we can build our entire personalities and lives based on strategies on resisting and escaping the pain that we carry within us. And in our resistance of the pain and the challenge that we carry within us, we get caught on this hamster wheel where we have to keep finding the next thing to get away, to get away, to get away, to get away. And in our searching and seeking and finding, we can create an entire lifetime worth of suffering. I remember when I was in my addiction days. I mean, that really is the nature of addiction. For me, people used to say to me, what was your drug of choice? And I used to say, escapism. Give me anything, anything to escape having to feel the uncomfortableness that lies within me. Give me drugs, give me men, give me money, give me dieting, give me exercise, give me sex, give me fantasy, give me anything to escape having to be with and feel the uncomfortableness that is within me. And in my very complex strategies of escaping the uncomfortableness and the pain that lies within me, I created an entire lifetime worth of utter suffering. I would wake up in the morning absolutely consumed with thoughts of how I was going to stick to my diet that day, and that was the day I was going to finally be skinny and lovable and become lovable and worthwhile. And then within an hour, I would be high, and then I would be binging, and then I would be drinking, and then I would hate myself, and then I would go out and try and find someone to give me attention. And when I look at it now, it was just this hamster wheel cycle of resisting and escaping the pain that I carried within me. But in the process of escaping the pain, I was creating this unbelievable amount of suffering. And when I look at it now, it is absolute insanity. This is the insanity that we human beings live in our attempt to resist and escape the uncomfortableness. We create so much suffering. Buddha says pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And I'm going to say that again because I want to invite you to let that land. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. When I ask the women that I work with, do you want to be free? Do you want to come home? And they say yes. It's likely that the next thing I will say is, well, then are you willing to get really uncomfortable? When we start to step off the hamster wheel, this perpetual cycle of striving and seeking out there to get to the happy ending while rejecting and resisting where we are in the present, and who we are in the present, when we step off that hamster wheel and start to bring our awareness and our presence to where we are and who we are and what we feel right now, in our willingness to be with what moves through us, it can be deeply uncomfortable. It will be deeply uncomfortable, but it will pass. What we resist persists, but what we are willing to be with what we are willing to be with and feel with presence and awareness passes. And when it passes, we heal. You see, fixing and healing are not the same thing. When we're on the hamster wheel, striving, searching, seeking for the happy ending, we are looking for the fix. And no healing can occur in that space. When we bring our awareness and our presence back to who we are right now and be willing to be with where we are and who we are right now, with what is, with an unconditional commitment, an unconditional relationship with oneself, with where we are right now. Even when it's uncomfortable, that is how we heal. When pain and uncomfortableness moves through you, it's painful and it is uncomfortable. Sometimes it's excruciating, but it does pass. And so the first step to freedom from suffering is to acknowledge and bring awareness to whether you are living in this perpetual cycle of out there. I hope that if I can find the thing one day, someday I will get there, while simultaneously rejecting where you are and who you are. You are living in a perpetual cycle of I am not enough. How can you ever feel free when you are already rooted in the belief that where you are and who you are right now is not enough? So the first step is bring your awareness to if this is how you are living your life. And with your awareness of seeing that, bring your awareness back to where you are right now. What is moving through you? What are you trying to resist? Where are you right now in yourself? And can you bring an unconditional relationship with that? During this pandemic, I would say 100% of anyone I've ever spoken to has been faced with experiencing deeply uncomfortable feelings and experiences, deep levels of shame and guilt and fear and doubt and insecurity and anger and rage and lostness and numbness. Now, what is being revealed is what needs to be healed. And so we can allow what is coming up within us and then judge it and make it wrong and then do whatever we can to get rid of it and escape it, which might make us feel better for a short period of time, but it will create no healing or change. Or we can look at what is being revealed and feel it and be with it and bring an unconditional relationship to it and to ourselves. What is being revealed is what needs to be healed. And so that is the first step, to bring our presence to what is, to bring our awareness to what is. And being willing to be uncomfortable. The more comfortable we can be with the uncomfortable, the more powerful the healing we are able to receive. Now, the second step is, what are we making the experience that we're feeling? What are we making it mean? Now, this is also an enormous source of suffering. I have anger in me today. But actually, instead of saying, I have anger in me today, and being with it as an experience that is inside of you, we feel anger, and then we tell ourselves that an entire story and narrative about who we are in that anger. I'm a failure. I'm bad. I'm unlovable. I'm evil. I'm this, I'm that. I shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be this way. And the anger that is inside of us is not the actual problem. The problem is the entire narrative that we are telling ourselves about it. We then create this an entire story about the experience that is moving through us, and we think it's truth. We think it's who we are. I have shame inside me today. I am shameful, and therefore I am unlovable, and therefore I am unworthy, and therefore I am not enough, and I am failing. And then we absolutely fall in this cycle of utter unworthiness, and we wonder why we don't feel free. The shame is not the problem, even though it's uncomfortable and painful to feel. The problem is what we are making it mean about ourselves, the judgment and the self-critical criticism that we put on that shame, and the attachment that we identify with the shame. So the second step to freedom from suffering is when you are able to start being with what is. How much can you allow that experience to move through you whilst being compassionate? Being aware of the narrative and the story that you are telling yourself about it, and bringing compassion and love there. I haven't met a human being yet that doesn't have both light and shadow inside of us. I haven't met a human being yet that doesn't have evil and angel inside of us. I haven't met a human being yet, doesn't matter how powerful a facilitator they are or a spiritual teacher they are, every human being has shame move through them, anger move through them, fear, doubt, insecurity, unworthiness. But these experiences that move through us are not the problem. That's just part of being human. If you are human, you will have human experiences moving through you. The problem that causes the suffering is what you are making it mean about you. And so the second step is, maybe with your journals, get your journals out, bringing awareness to what you are telling yourself about what is moving through you. If you are carrying deep sadness, if you are carrying deep fear, if you are in deep anger or shame, what are you telling yourself about the fact that you are experiencing this? In bringing the awareness to even seeing what we're telling ourselves about it, we are already beginning the process of dissolving the attachment to that story. When we can become the witness and the watcher and the observer of the narrative that we are telling ourselves, we are already starting to create more space between ourselves and this story. We're already starting to allow the dissolving of the attachment and the power that it has over us. Do you want to be free? If the answer is yes, then are you willing to be with the uncomfortableness and all of the human life that moves through you? And when you do that, are you willing to have an unconditional relationship with yourself and with that, and bring compassion and love there? As far as I know, even Buddha had very uncomfortable experiences move through him. It wasn't the experiences that moved through him that were the problem, because he had no attachment to it, or he learnt to dissolve attachment. There was no meaning, it just is. This can be a lifelong journey. But if you want to break it down to two simple steps, you know, like I get magazines ask me this all the time, and it kind of makes me giggle. 10 steps to peace, as if literally if I just like take the 10 steps, then I'll wake up in peace. It doesn't work that way. I tell you what, the way to wake up in peace every day is to make a commitment every day that I will be with what is. I am willing to be with what is. And I'm willing to have an unconditional relationship of compassion and love with what is. If you want to wake up in peace every day, it requires you, me, us, individuals, all of us, in our own selves, in our own lives, to make that choice every single day. I commit. I commit to being with what is today. Even if it's excruciatingly uncomfortable. And I will bring love and compassion to myself whilst I am there. And I will love myself whilst I am in the uncomfortableness. If we are able and willing to make these choices every day, knowing that we will do it imperfectly and knowing that we will not get it right because we are human, if we are willing to make that choice every single day, then we are opening up the door and the pathway to waking up every single day to the possibility of our freedom. And so I like to finish my podcasts with a question, because I believe that our maturation occurs not from finding the answers, but from the questions that we ask ourselves and are willing to live into the questioning and into the answer, the inquiry. And so what question do I want to ask you to bring into your life today? Asking myself. Ask yourself this. How does your heart feel? How does your heart feel if you were willing to release the narrative and the story that you are telling yourself about who you are? How does your heart feel if you are willing to release the narrative and the story that you are telling yourself about who you are? So take that question into your lives. Write it in a journal. How does your heart feel if you are willing to release the story and the narrative that you are telling yourself about who you are? Take that question, write it in your journals, ask yourself it, and then feel into the answer every day. Live into the answer. Allow yourself to be in the question. Your freedom is not reliant on finding anything. Your freedom is not reliant on you getting it right. or getting it wrong. Your freedom is available to you right now. And you are the only one that is able to give it to yourself. And your commitment and your willingness to be with what is and to be in unconditional relationship with it, bringing love and compassion there. So I hope that you have found this useful. It has been an absolute joy sharing this with you. Thank you so much for listening to the Soul Surgery podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review in all the areas that this podcast is airing. And please do share it with your friends and family if you find that it would be useful for them too. And if anyone has any big aha moments from this episode, I love hearing from you. So please, you can either DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Nikki_Clinch, Nicky_Clinch. Or you can email me at Nikki@NikkiClinch.com. Or you can leave a comment in underneath the YouTube video on my YouTube channel from this episode, and I will respond back. So thank you so much for those of you who are listening, and I wish you a beautiful day, a beautiful evening, and a beautiful morning. So I'm now going to go over to the Awakening Collective, where I will be sharing some special content. The Awakening Collective is my private members community for those who are willing to live in a commitment to be at a higher level of integrity and consciousness to your own maturation and to do it in community. So it is my private members community where we do this work led by me daily, monthly, together in community. So if you are interested in joining the Awakening Collective, you can find the link to that in the introductory notes or on my website, NikkiClinch.com. So thank you so much to my Soul Surgery listeners. Be well.